Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good. Wow, turn me down a little bit, buddy. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Jennifer Cram.
Good morning.
This is Linda's, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays is when Linda takes care of us and gets everything done. But today, Jennifer Cram, who's going to come on at 8 o'clock anyway, said, why don't you come on at 7? See what it's like in the early hour.
That's right. I've got to change chairs. I'm sitting on the other side of the mic. I love this, but, you know, we miss our Linda.
Yes, we do.
We do.
February the 3rd, 2026, 7:06 in the morning. News at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben is here today.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I was pretty busy. I worked down in Red Bluff all weekend. So
Red Bluff?
At the Palomino Room.
You're working at the Palomino Room?
Well, I did this past weekend.
With EC?
Well, so my boss now at the tap house owns it.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Wow.
They were pretty busy for the sale down there.
Uh-huh. And, okay, cool. National day today?
It's national. Sorry, I'm trying to get the other mic going, too. It's national Women's Physicians Day.
National Women's Physicians Day.
Physicians or positions?
Physicians, doctors.
Physicians. Carl.
Okay.
Yes. Let's not go there.
No, I guess.
It's only 7 a.m. Oh, or 7:07, excuse me.
For somebody that's here from the employment services, I was thinking of different jobs people could have.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right.
You got anything else to save me?
Here. It's a National Take a Cruise Day.
Okay.
I'd
better cruise out of here. Okay. And the weather today, Jennifer.
Brought to us by?
No.
No, I do the weather
I will do.
You'll do that. Okay. So today, it is going to be sunny with a high near 71. Tonight, mostly clear and lows around 40. Throughout the rest of the week, it looks like an amazing week. We're going to have highs of 75 some days, 70. We're doing great until this weekend. Saturday, we're looking for partly cloudy with a chance of rain after 10 p.m. Sunday, rain likely. So that Super Bowl Sunday, we might be getting some rain.
Oh, well.
But, you know, that just means we need to be inside having some, you know, snacks and maybe a cocktail or a soda.
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl parties.
Super Bowl parties.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business 27 years. Three generations of the Kinney family are working there. Chuck and Judy, who started it, and their kids and the grandkids are now there working. Wonderful company, gives outstanding service to their customers. They give senior and veteran discounts and much more. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And so Jennifer is here because she was going to be on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we talked about him, see if she ever wanted to co-host. She had said yes. And I said, well, why don't you come in today or tomorrow when I called yesterday?
Yes.
And, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. And I said, yeah, you have to be perky.
That's right.
And so here you are.
Because
our first guest today.
Yes.
Is from the Economic Development Corporation, Rebecca.
Good morning.
The head of that, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Bar Machado.
Yeah, thank you. Bear.
Yes,
bear.
Animal.
Yeah.
Well, I said bar.
Girl.
And it's just from the South. Bar. Rebecca Barr. Okay.
You got it. Yeah. And you even added the second name, which, you know, people don't get to hear very often.
Right.
So.
Well, that's what you go by, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I was thinking maybe I shouldn't have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I ran into somebody yesterday. So, oh, yeah. I said, well, how did, oh, yeah, we got divorced 3 years ago. And I went, been that long, huh? Yeah, you know, I'm just totally, totally just floored me. Well, I don't really check on people's relationships.
I'm too
busy checking on mine. You know, hey, how we doing? She said, well, anyway.
She's like, go to work.
Okay, Rebecca.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, so many things going on in the city. And can you tell people what the EDC is?
Yeah, so we are an economic development organization that helps attract and recruit businesses to the area. We help businesses in our area stay here and grow. We run a program called Startup Reading for any entrepreneurs or anybody who has a business idea and wants to, you know, bring that business idea into real life. And then we also help the city of Reading and Reading Regional Airport with air service development. So, so all the things, like a lot of economic development organizations out there, we are a public-private partnership. So we have the investment of private businesses, which really is the strength of our organization. You know, it helps us avoid downturns in the economy.
To becoming a civic.
Well, and it helps, and it also helps us when we are recruiting other businesses to say that we really have a business community here in Shasta County that's bought into the success of our businesses and of our economy.
Well, we jump in here anytime now.
I will.
But the EDC is one of the ones that was a driver behind Stillwater.
Well,
and still is.
It still is, yep.
And, you know, for years, it takes years sometimes. Things start happening. Well, it's starting to happen. But having a face and an organization out there that is going actively seeking other businesses to come into our area, which we need.
Yeah, Stillwater, you know, I like to say, because all that happened, I think, when I was in, you know, kindergarten. I like to say that, you know, the folks who thought about Stillwater were really 20 years ahead of their time, because now we're starting to see the importance, and it's really in California right now, the importance of fully entitled land. So a lot of the ways that economic development organizations work to recruit businesses, cities and counties and even states sometimes offer lots of incentives. And what businesses are telling us right now is that the incentives are less important for a number of different reasons, but it's really speed to market. How quickly can we get, you know, property purchased, building built, and then, you know, start selling the things. And as a community, we want people to sell the things because, you know, that's how we generate revenue for our government agencies. And so Stillwater is one of only two fully entitled business parks in the state of California. Okay. And that's actually, you know, one of the reasons that Amazon chose Reading to locate their distribution warehouse, because they knew that that land was fully entitled, don't have to go through all of those processes that California and even, you know, federal government require when you're going to build a building. So
you can just come in and put the building up then.
Yeah, you come in and, you know, put a shovel in the ground.
You don't have 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, four years of craziness trying to get it done.
No, and what separates our city from a lot of other cities, too, is that we, you know, have a direct line to the planning department. You know, they are very responsive to, you know, plan submittals to get those through their process. The city is equally motivated to get plans and permits through their process to get buildings built and people doing business.
Okay.
Getting employees to work.
That's right.
That's right. See, this is
more employees.
Match made in heaven here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
I love Rebecca. I'm so excited to be here with her. She's great. How long have you been with the EDC now?
It'll be 2 years in April.
2 years. Girl,
yeah.
You're doing it.
Yeah, we should listen to recordings from 2 years ago to see what those sounded like. I feel like I know what I'm doing a little bit now. There's still lots to learn, but
I try never to bring somebody on as soon as they take something over. You know, city manager or anything like that, because you got to give them time, get their feet under themselves, and you know, it's a big bag of things you're holding too.
Yeah. And you know, I think that when you get to a certain level, and especially, you know, city manager, we're getting ready for a new one here.
Right.
I think, you know, you're expected to have a basic understanding of what's going on, but it definitely does take some time to learn the community, learn the environment, and to really understand how you're going to play in this particular role and in this particular space.
Mm-hmm.
So even I get to look back, you know, and think, wow, even in the last, you know, 2 years here, we've really made a lot of progress as a community and in support of our board at the EDC. We've been able to do some really cool things in the last 2 years.
Cool. Okay. Let's take our first break. And we're here with Jennifer Cram is my co-host.
Yes. Good morning.
And Rebecca Bear Machado is our guest from heads up the Economic Development Corporation. Corporation, right?
Yeah, EDC. Yeah,
okay.
It's just the EDC.
I just wanted
yeah.
to make sure that it was corporation and not commission. So yeah. It's corporation.
Corporation.
Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years, supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Yeah, the song from the should have been an Oscar-nominated Night at the Roxbury. Yeah. And if you've ever seen that, that's why you're laughing, because you've seen it. You go, oh, Carl's got some strange taste. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And my guest host today, co-host today, is Jennifer Cram, who is the operations officer over at O2 Employment Services. And it fits in perfectly because our guest is Rebecca Bear Machado, who heads up the Economic Development Corporation here in Redding, Shasta County, and has done that for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we have a phone call.
Maybe.
Did we lose him?
Nope, maybe not.
Hello?
Give me a second. I think he called on the wrong number.
Okay, never mind then. He can call back. So, the Civic, as we've just seen, as we know, the city of Redding projected a 2% rise in tax revenue. We're like 10% below that. And that was a pretty conservative growth estimate. Well, we're 10 to 15% less than that right now. And now, so the Civic is taking the headlines where they could literally start shutting down tomorrow.
Right.
If they don't get 640,000 or something like that, mm-hmm. to take them through June. The Civic, you know, is, I think every town and city needs something like the Civic. You can call it different things, but you need something like that. And, Rebecca, what kind of impact could that be?
Yeah, so when.
In your opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we look at, you know, organizations that run civic centers, or when we look at civic centers in general, it really comes into a category, you know, for an EDC of, you know, quality of life. And when we are attracting people to the area, you know, we're so far from, you know, they ask how far from a port mm-hmm. are you, right? And the nearest one to us is Stockton, just in case you were wondering.
Good to know.
They ask if we have an airport, you know, and all the infrastructure. Do we have electricity? Do we have water? And all of those things that site selectors are looking for to locate their buildings are just boxes we check, right? We're on I-5. We can reach a ton of people within a day's drive. And so there are all these advantages we have as a city.
Railroad's
huge right now, yeah. And so we answer all those questions. And what happens is these site selectors come into our community, well before we even know that they're coming. And they have dinner at our restaurants. They stay at our hotels. They walk around town. And they ask people, what do you like about living here?
Mm-hmm.
And it is so critically important that when people are here, and if you know they're from out of town, that you say nice things. Say nice things about Redding.
Mm-hmm.
So art and culture is a really big part of quality of life. And so we have a tremendous number of arts and culture assets. Shasta County Arts Council does a great job. You know, a brag on downtown, entertainment zone, Main Street, and an arts and culture district. It's one of the few places that have all three of those things in one place. And so those are the things actually that we talk about to paint the picture of our city, mm-hmm. is that we have live entertainment and we have arts and culture.
The symphony was just here on Sunday.
Yeah.
We have a regular symphony coming through here.
Yeah, we do.
Three or four active theater companies.
Yeah, yeah, you know, at one time I think there were seven repertory theaters,
right.
you know, just maybe a few years ago
here
in Redding, which has to be a record per capita, I think. You know, and so we talk about the nuts and bolts, right? We talk about all those boxes that we check. But if when people visit here and when company executives come to visit, if they can't see themselves living here, then, you know, it's not going to happen.
Then
you know,
they fly out.
Yeah, then they fly out. Hopefully from our airport is what
hopefully.
We hope. Mm-hmm. You know, and so these things are really important. And I know the city is facing a tough decision. You know, it's a tough decision either way. But we tend to put that, you know, in the bigger picture of what does our city look and feel like when people come to visit.
Well, absolutely. I would think back to my days when I was in oncology and I was an administrator, and I try to get physicians here. And I know that the EBC has a great new program that I'm super excited about and wish we had something like that years ago, to get people in here and to see our community and see what we have to offer, because we're so small, but we're mighty. We are just a mighty community that has great impact. But, you know, you guys have done a really good job trying to bring that in as well and get people to see our community in the entire sense.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to make friends when you're older.
Right.
I think most people would agree with that. And so part of this First Friends program that the EDC does is really, first of all, you know, answering questions that wouldn't be appropriate or comfortable for you to ask an employer during an interview process.
Right.
You know, we offer a friend.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things that EDC is in our community is a connector.
Yes.
You know, so if I don't know somebody personally, somebody associated with the EDC, our board members know those people. And so we have a broad, a very vast network of connections. So when we have new people come in and they get referred to the EDC, we match them up with somebody in the community that they can go to dinner with, or while, you know, if the spouse is here visiting while the candidate is interviewing, you know, we'll match the spouse up with somebody to go to lunch and have those conversations about where do the kids go to school,
yep.
You know, where the kids, you know, are going to do soccer or any of the sports or dance or
right.
act and all the things. And, you know, those are the things that you're really making your decisions on. And I think a lot of times we place a lot of emphasis on, again, those nuts and bolts. And those are critically important, right?
Right.
And we're always working on improving infrastructure, and, you know, kind of what businesses need.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the little questions that people are asking,
yeah.
you know, to make those decisions. And so supporting physician recruitment,
yeah. any
medical professional, really. And then also outside of medical profession, our professional services groups
right.
are needing a ton of support right now with recruiting yeah. talent. And so anything that we can do to support those efforts, because at the end of the day, you know, more jobs, more people, that's great for our community, but it also is quality of life.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree.
Well, the First Friends essentially is when people are coming in, you give them a mentor, a guide, a friend.
A friend.
To talk to.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's to give them the best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we've talked about this, but all the residents we have here, we have 54 residents going through Shasta Regional and
mm-hmm.
Dignity and
mm-hmm.
the Health and Human Services.
Yeah.
Do we have some kind of, can you use First Friends, or is there some way of reaching out to them? Because, I mean, this is a low-hanging fruit as far as I'm concerned, and several other physicians, we've had them on here talking about it. How do we keep... be great if we keep all 54,
yeah.
but how can we keep 10 or 12 out of each class
yeah.
each year?
I mean, we stay pretty connected with the medical community for
yeah.
all the reasons, you know, that I just described. I think it's really just, again, back to how do people experience our city and how do people
right.
experience the people in our city.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said day one in this job that our people were our greatest asset. I've lived in several communities. People here are kind and generous, and want to be helpful, you
mm-hmm.
know, genuinely want to be helpful. And I think that every time that we have an opportunity to show that side of our community and show how welcoming we are, you know, that's an opportunity to keep a resident.
I agree.
I think we need somebody or an organization that's kind of like in charge of that. I mean, you've got part of it, but I envision things like, they get tickets to the symphony.
Mm-hmm.
They get experiences floating down and fly fishing.
Right.
There shouldn't be a show or an event here that they don't get tickets.
Correct.
Free tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you're taking small groups of them for dinner and having over at your house and all this. But all those things, you know, kind of make them feel like they're part of the community because, you know, they're working hard for 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it needs to be kind of like an organized effort where yours is organized in one area and obviously doing well. But how do we get, you know, say, okay, this is our focal point and it's the residents. What can we do over a year's time so something is happening, you know, that they get, you know, they're in a box at the rodeo grounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, those kind of things. You know,
sure.
During that, I mean, And so they can experience more than just work in the emergency room or sick people.
Right. Well, it's about quality of life, It's the quality of life and what can Reading provide to them.
And how can they do themselves here? Do you want to stay here and practice medicine?
Absolutely.
And it sounds like you got a big first step on that.
Yeah. I mean, we've connected with several folks who, have been hired outside of Reading and as we mature in this program, interested in hearing from folks about how their experience has been. So I just got to go back to this, let's show the side of our community that is welcoming and kind and generous and all the things I know us to be.
Right.
When we know people are here from somewhere else.
Absolutely. Well, and a lot of times it's trying to get their spouse or significant other to love the area.
Yeah.
That was the problem we always had is like the physician loved the area or, the provider and they're like, oh yeah, but what about the shopping? What about the culture? What about the schools, the programs, all of those things and trying to connect all of those together to really put a best foot forward and dinners and all of that. Those are also vastly important.
Yeah.
I'm here with Rebecca Bear Machado, who heads up the Economic Development Corporation, of course, and my co-host, Jennifer Cram, who is the Operations Officer at O2 Employment Staffing. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about the rebates that are available right now. We'll be right back.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra, Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady, featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/event.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. But today it's Jennifer Cram.
Good
is
morning.
My co-host from the operations officer over at O2 Employment Services. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. And our guest today is Rebecca Bear Machado, who heads up the Economic Development Corporation. We've been talking about how we get people in, but we have a phone caller. Richard, good morning, and what's your question?
Hey, good morning. How are these local economic development people going to guarantee that when these companies come in, especially Amazon, because they're known to hire visa immigrant workers instead of local citizen workers, how are we going to guarantee that those jobs are actually going to go to local citizens? It's happened in this town. I've seen it with my own eyes. There's this dispensary on Lockheed Avenue that has Asian female immigrant workers. There's a rescue harness manufacturer on Hartnell that used to hire immigrant workers. I don't know if they are at this moment.
So how do we guarantee? So how do we guarantee
go to local U.S. residents?
Okay.
Local U.S. citizens. Thank you. I got to go work, pay my bills. There.
Bye. See ya. That was the question. How do we guarantee it goes to local citizens?
Yeah. I was just going to say, just to chime in, is that we can't guarantee anything with any employer, with any organization in town. Like, we'd obviously hope that we get everybody employed, but, you know, I think it's a tough question to answer.
Yeah, we work on the front end, and,
right.
You know, folks are coming, and
yep.
hiring practices, and, you
yep.
know, are governed, but definitely by a different body than
Correct.
Somebody
oh,
like
right. Absolutely.
And, you know, the question is, well, how do we guarantee it comes to local people? Well, you can't.
No. Nope.
I mean,
no.
It would be like, it'd be even like you, Richard, if you had your own company, and how can we guarantee that you're only going to hire Americans,
mm-hmm.
you know, without visas?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I mean, how would you restrict a company for that?
Well, you can't, and there's, you know, obviously discrimination, retaliation, like there's all these laws that govern things of like being an equal opportunity employer, which majority employers in the United States are. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that we just have to, you know, leave it up to the business owners and their business practices of
yeah.
how they hire and recruit. And
yeah, there's
that.
There is an interesting point here about local too, because we are a regional economy, and the data shows that things that happen in Redding and Shasta County benefit our entire region. I mean, it's no
yeah.
secret that we serve as a hub
yeah.
for retail
right.
and medical,
mm-hmm.
you know, for I think a 7-county region, but there's some data that shows, you know, on a percentage basis, how many people from Reading are driving to Chico and vice versa to all these places mm-hmm. for work. And so, you know, there are people that drive to Shasta County from all the surrounding counties, including
oh, yeah.
Butte County, as far as Butte County,
wow.
you know, to work in Reading every day. So,
sure.
you know, I think that's the power of where we are regionally, is that, you know, we have good highways, we have good roads, people can drive. And so when we think about local, definitely we're thinking regionally,
right.
Because anything, you know, happens someplace close is going to have a positive impact someplace else.
Sure.
I didn't realize that could even be a problem. I mean, I can understand. Well, anyway. Okay, we were talking the arts.
Art, yeah.
And you wanted to come back to that, or did I misunderstand?
Well,
art and culture.
I mean, I'll talk all day about arts and culture because it's awesome here. But
you said you wanted to go revisit something,
yeah.
and I've obviously forgot it during the break.
Yeah, that's okay. We were talking kind of employment.
Employment.
And one
yeah,
of
right.
the, you know, during the break, we were talking that a lot of times the physician or the professional candidate mm-hmm. will want to take the position, wants to come to the community because it's a great opportunity. But I'm seeing more and more that placement of the partner or spouse,
right.
you know, might be what's holding them back.
Yes.
And so, again, that's where we leverage the network that we have in terms of connections to help get spouses placed in positions, because that can also be a deciding factor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, she's coming in from a, you know, well-paying job that challenges, I say her, you know, the spouse. And there's really maybe not a Fortune 500 IT position here.
Right, right. Well,
what do you do?
It's tough. Well, and that's part of what Rebecca's group's, you know, working with, the community, trying to get them to connect together to help with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, O2 Employment Services should mm-hmm. be helping with that as well.
Well, O2 is a part of my story.
Is it?
Getting to Reading, because the first person I met in Reading was Heidi.
Was it?
Pond. And so when I was ready to go to work, once we moved yep. up here, I had met Heidi, and so I just reached out and said, you know, I was a VP and
yeah.
at executive level before we moved here. And so I, you know, I reached out and said, hey, what's here for me?
Right.
And the number of executive positions are limited. I mean, they're limited everywhere,
yeah,
by
right,
the way,
right,
by the way,
right.
like,
yeah,
not everybody
not
can be,
here. Yeah.
not everybody gets to be an executive based on the number of positions that are available. But, I had a wonderful opportunity to go work at One Safe Place
I
and
know.
Get connected to the community in a way that I'm super thankful for, to get to see that generous spirit, to get to see our community working together and supporting one another. And I don't know that I would have, you know, the ability to talk about our community in the way that I can talk about it now if I wouldn't have had that experience.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
was a different job than, you know, some of the other jobs I'd done in my career.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a wonderful experience. And so I think that if a candidate's flexible and they're networking and talking to the right people, you know, those things can happen. But that key is, you know, who do you meet first?
Who's the connector?
And who's the connector?
Who's the conduit?
Yes, yeah.
exactly. Well, I was sharing with Rebecca earlier that we just lost a nurse practitioner, a PA, actually, who had moved up here to be in a community like ours, had two children, but the husband couldn't find work. And, you know, she loved it here. He loved the community, but he couldn't find the work. And so they ended up leaving. And it's just tragic for our community to lose such a great medical provider and such a resource and service because of a situation like that. And so, you know, I'm with you 1,000%. We
but
need
it, you
to.
Know, in some cases, it's kind of, I don't know what he did, mm-hmm. but, you
IT.
Know.
It was IT. You know, and there's only so much remote work, and he needed a permanent position. And
yeah.
so, yeah.
I was going to say the fact that the remote work is something that has been a boon to having people move into mm-hmm. outlying regions instead of having to live down in San Francisco
yeah.
or Palo Alto or those places. They
mm-hmm.
can live in other places. A good friend of ours works for a major organization here. That has to travel to their commodities,
mm-hmm.
but does all of her work from home.
Yeah.
All of her work
and isn't
from
this,
home.
If you think about all the places you could live and work remotely, you know, staring out your office
Why
window
not?
At Mount Reading.
Reading.
I'd never get
oh,
work.
My
I
gosh.
I wouldn't, if I didn't have some place I had to be, I'd never get any work done. I mean, it just wouldn't happen.
You could fly fish on your lunch hour.
Exactly.
You could take a walk on the river trail,
yes.
you know. And so I think about all the places we could live and do remote work, and this would be, you know, at the top of the list in
so
terms of remote
work. Carl, what's that sound out there? Oh, what's it sound like? Oh, that's the... That's the fly rod going back and forth.
I'm really paying attention. I'm listening to what you're saying, honestly.
Well, so both of you together after the break, you know, you take care of employees.
Yes.
And find people jobs.
We sure try.
You
yes.
try to bring in the jobs.
Yes, yes.
So I guess I want to ask, well, since you're both here, what's the biggest obstacle? It sounds like right now there's just a limited number of certain types of jobs. If her husband was in the lumber industry or construction or things like that.
Or an attorney.
Or
an engineer.
Engineer, yeah.
yeah.
All
no
of them.
Problem.
All of them.
No problem.
No problem.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right.
So do we bring in a... Why don't you get on the ball here and bring in a, you know, Jeff Bezos is one of his little things. Let him invest.
We did bring in Jeff Bezos' thing.
But now you want him to bring in a IT office. Well, maybe after he sees what a great place this is. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put like 200 employees down there working IT in Reading.
Yeah,
after Bezos just moved away.
So we're in the process right now of thinking about, you know, what are those industries going to be in 10 or 20 years?
Yeah.
And I think that is part of the work that we do, is to think about the future.
Correct.
And to think about what industries and organizations are going to need to be or want to be in a place like Shasta County 10 years from now, and so that we can prepare ourselves as a community to meet those moments, right?
Well, I just read an article. I hate to do it, say it, but horses, humans are going to be like horses. Mm. Nice to have, you want to have them around, they give you a lot of, things, but it's going to be AI doing everything. So we're going to be kind of like, saddles up and ride us today. But, because of the AI, how can we even tell in 10 years? Because AI is progressing so fast.
Well, I wonder if we can believe what AI is going to tell us in 10 or 20 years, because AI is now smarter than we are.
Right.
Anyway, that's a little bit of a...
AI is not smarter than us at all.
No.
But wait, what they can do is gather up information from a million different sources in 1 second.
Yeah, it just changes, the nature of the workforce. And there's, a group getting together in Reading right now to talk about AI and how we leverage that tool in our community for more efficiency, for, better outcomes and predictions. And so there's a group of us getting together to talk about that. And it's just the nature. So instead of, teaching kids in high school and, in college about how to, work the machine.
Right.
We know that the machine is going to be worked by...
It needs to be programmed.
The program.
Correct.
And so how can we prepare
them,
our generations of students now, to meet the moment when the AI needs to be programmed?
What about the AI farms? You're talking the amount of energy it takes for that, and which has become a big problem in some areas because of the massive amount of power it takes. So hey, I'm here with Rebecca Bear Machado, who heads up the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation, Jennifer Cram, Operations Officer over at O2 Employment Services, and we're going to be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here into the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:50 in the morning and about 40... degrees out there. It just went up to 39.
Okay.
So back up to 40 degrees
the
here on the 3rd
71.
Of February.
Yeah.
Now I have 71 today. It's going to be another beautiful day, and this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, we know work injuries can be life-changing. You can't go back to work. Your employer wants to go back to work. You want to go back to work. Your family wants you back to work. But things aren't just progressing the way it should. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need somebody that understands the workers' compensation system, and that's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. You're going to talk to him. It's free. It's a free consultation. He's going to talk to you about your case, and maybe you do need help, or maybe it's going the way it is, just maybe it's a little slow. Patrick's going to give you the straight scoop. He's a veteran, former law enforcement, and got his law degree. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento over the last 5 years, and he takes care of his clients. If you need somebody that's going to fight for you, it's going to be Patrick Gorman. He's an honorable guy, and he's going to give you the truth and give you the best help. 530-262-2168 or GormanComplaw.com. And I'm here with the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation CEO. Are you CEO?
I am. And President.
Rebecca Bear Machado. I'm going to come back to that. And Jennifer Cram, the operations officer at O2 Employment Services. So this kind of worked out. And that was
– it was perfect.
I knew that she was coming in. I knew you'd be a great
–
she's my co-host this morning.
Yeah.
Till 8 o'clock. Then I put her on.
Yeah, then I'm in the hot seat.
The hot seat.
Yeah.
CEO and President.
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Well,
I mean, if somebody's a CEO of a company, that okay. Well, he's the president. Are you president, like, of the board?
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Is that
work? You're the CEO of the organization,
okay.
You know, president of the board.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a chair of the board,
uh-huh.
And so I defer to the chair and report to the board. So it's interesting title, but I'll take both.
Okay.
Hey, she is
I would
the
too.
Head chief.
Well, you know,
she is.
I could make
one.
Myself president and CEO. Of
yes, you
Free,
could.
Free Fire Media Inc.
There you go.
Except
yeah.
Linda won't let me.
I was going to say, hang on, we're going to talk to Linda
no,
first.
No, Linda won't let me.
Don't print the business cards yet.
Speaking of employees.
Yes.
You know, our employees have a tendency to stay on, except one. Well, no, I can't say that, but one, and no names or anything, but I really like this person. I want to work here. Okay. Mm-hmm. We got him his cards in the first week. At the end of the first week, he said, I don't know if I can do this.
Oh, no.
So I have a box of cards.
Uh-huh.
That every time I see him, I flip one at him. it's been like 12, 14 years.
Oh, no.
That's how many cards he had.
Oh,
okay.
Anyway.
Okay, we've got 7 minutes left. Give us an outlook for this year. For business and for what you think can happen this year.
Well,
I know you're certain things you can't talk about, but
yeah,
you can
it's
kind
the
of
hardest part
it.
Of my job is
uh-huh.
You know to work on some really cool things and to be talking about in talking with companies that if they made the decision to locate here, it could change definitely. our community in a very positive way. One thing I can talk about is the old Shasta paper mill or Simpson paper mill down in, you know, South Shasta County, you know, just in Anderson.
Where's that at?
Down in Anderson across from the factory outlet. So Deschutes and I-5, basically.
Yeah, 270.
Down by where
Knopf is?
Knopf is north up in Shasta Lake.
Oh, Knopf's there.
Yep, yeah, Mountain Lakes. So if you go down I-5.
It's the big factory down there.
The old factory, with Simpson. Yeah. At one point it was 350 acres.
Right.
Well, that property is going for tax sale, but a couple different parcels. So if you're interested in learning more, I, you know, encourage everybody to visit the county's website, the tax collector's page that has all the auction information, because there are groups of parcels, that were once Shasta paper mill that are going for auction. And most interesting is the former paper mill site, is going to be on the auction block February 27th. And so right now it's about 62 acres. And the minimum bid, is $161,000. So 62 acres in Shasta County for a minimum bid of $161,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it will sell for at the end of the day. I don't even know if it will sell at the end of the day. You know, it's a designated brownfield. It definitely comes with some challenges.
A brownfield meaning hazmat.
Well, it's had some, you know, had some chemicals, you know, paper mill, and there's been some cleanup on that site, and, you know, so, and there's some, there's a rail to that site from Union Pacific, leading up into kind of some private rail that goes into the property. So there's definitely a due diligence that needs to be done by anybody interested. But really, you know, for one of the first times in a very long time, this property is going to come to the auction block. And if somebody buys that property and has an interest in redeveloping that property, you know, we could see the face of that corner, you know, change dramatically, because that site's been vacant for a very, very long time. So that's exciting to think about somebody coming in and buying that property and then, you know, going through that redevelopment of the property, cleaning it up to the standards it needs to be cleaned up, and you know.
You need to get it for $161,000 because of how much it's going to cost to do that.
Yeah,
maybe not. But
who knows?
I know
who
that knows? El Toro, when they shut down Marine Corps Air Station El Toro, they had all these grandiose plans. So they found out after 60 years of jet fuel and other things that it was going to take a while. I mean, the airfields were great and all that, and they've used part of it. I don't know if all of it's being utilized.
So that's exciting, you know, for our community.
That was a lot more. That was hazmat. That was, you're talking about brown ground.
You know, we think about, you know, some international companies who have experience in brownfields, or some big national companies that have experience working with properties of this nature. And, you know, a dollar in Shasta County is a little bit different than a dollar other places, and $1 million is a lot of money in our community. But some of these companies that I've had some conversations with, you know, this as a real opportunity, because you can't get any land in California really for those types of prices.
So we're hopeful
somebody takes that property.
Okay, you heard it first here.
Due diligence. Get it.
That's the big thing.
That's one big thing. And, you know,
you can't just build some houses there right away. But there could be other industry that's right there on the freeway.
On the freeway with rail. We have plenty of water.
And a friendly business.
Community
there in the industry.
For sure. So we have a lot of positive things going, you know, for us as a community. And that's just one thing.
Okay. So how do people... I know you go out and speak to different groups, but how do people get a hold of the EDC, you know, your webpage, all that kind of stuff, so you can kind of, because you got a great webpage.
We do have a great webpage. Yeah. We have a dashboard that talks about, you know, if you want any statistical information about Shasta County workforce, education, industry. We have a data center on our website. If you want to know what kind of industries here and companies that are here, how many employees,
it's amazing.
The data center. And then we have the
dashboard.
Between
you and O2, I mean, you covered the whole thing on that.
We try.
We partner. Yes.
Yeah, so our website's a wealth of information. Mm-hmm. If there's anything not on the website or you have questions, edc@shastaedc.org is the email to get a hold of us.
There you go. So what are you doing today?
tonight.
I got 40 seconds.
What I'll be at the city council meeting tonight, but I'm going to go to the Lumberjack dinner, you know, on Friday night, Shasta Cascade Logging Conference.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, they've got their media luncheon, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think.
One of the largest industries and largest employers in Shasta.
And we haven't
County.
Touched on that, you know, in their partnership with Shasta College and how
unbelievable
that has been.
Yeah.
And people don't realize how much. Well, maybe some people do, but they don't think they realize how much Sierra Pacific Industries does for our community.
They do. Mm-hmm. And it all works together.
It does. Mm-hmm. And Red's still going to work every day.
I know.
Both his sons retired.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, okay. We're going to break for the news. When we come back, we're going to be talking to O2 Employment Services, and they have huge news that we're going to talk about right
Let's
at the beginning.
Let's do it. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Once again, a judge is stepping in to block an action by the Trump administration, and the White House vows an appeal. This time it has to do with hundreds of thousands of Haitians facing the prospect of being sent back to their homeland.
Temporary protected status has allowed roughly 350,000 Haitians to live and work in the U.S. It's a designation that can be granted by the Secretary of Homeland Security if conditions in a country are deemed unsafe for return due to natural disaster, political instability, or other dangers. Homeland Security says Haiti's TPS was granted following an earthquake that took place over 15 years ago. It was set to end Tuesday after Secretary Christine Nome determined conditions had improved and Haiti was now safe.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Apparently, the Clintons have had a change of heart. Bill and Hillary Clinton now say they will testify in a House investigation focusing on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Iranian president directing his foreign minister to seek out talks with the U.S.
This move by Masoud Pezeshkian comes as tensions are very high between Washington and Tehran. That's because of Iran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests last month that are believed to have killed thousands of people. Now, Pezeshkian said he had ordered Iranian foreign minister Abbas Araghchi to have these talks. He said that they would be conducted if they could be in a fair manner and in a site that would be also fair to the Iranians.
Correspondent John Gambrell. President Trump has announced a big new trade and tariffs deal with India as part of the deal. The president says India has agreed to stop buying oil from Russia. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow up 44 points, while the Nasdaq is down 227 points, and the S&P 29 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. The stock market is at an all-time high. The dollar is under pressure. And leading economists are warning that the global financial system is changing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now to get your free gold investment guide, plus your free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Gold and silver can surge when the economy shifts, and they don't wait for permission. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000.
Police in Japan have arrested those in charge of a high-profile agency that helps people to quit their jobs.
The company, Mormody, meaning I can't take it anymore in Japanese, was founded in 2022, promising to help often young, disgruntled employees leave their jobs by speaking to their bosses on their behalf. The service has been used by 40,000 people who sought to avoid confrontation in a country where quitting can in some circumstances be seen as a betrayal of a company and colleagues, a sense which analysts say has been compounded by increasing labor shortages. But Mormody's success appears to have run dry. It's alleged the company had been procuring legal support for clients without being a licensed law firm.
The BBC's Will Leonardo. Ukrainian President Zelensky says that Russia has launched a major attack on Ukraine with around 450 drones and 70 missiles. The strikes come as NATO Secretary General visited Kiev. News and analysis, townhall.com. A legendary work of art is going to be getting some much-needed TLC.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco dominates the Sistine Chapel. The chapel will remain open to visitors during the three-month cleaning. The Vatican Museum said in a statement on Monday that the scaffolding will partially obscure the view of the fresco. The cleaning will remove microparticle buildup on the plaster from so many people visiting each day. Keith Peters, Washington.
Authorities believe 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, was kidnapped, abducted, or otherwise taken against her will from her Tucson area home. The sheriff says it's imperative that she's found soon because without her medication, she could die. Nancy Guthrie last seen around 9:30 p.m. Saturday at her home where she lived alone. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio with KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 3rd of February, 8:05 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Now, my co-host in the last hour was Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services, and I'm going to let you be my co-host for the next 3 or 4 minutes, and you do the weather again. You did a great job. So hang on.
Not yet. Okay.
Good morning,
Hold
Ben.
Tight. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. It's National Women's Physicians Day.
Yes.
Physicians Day.
Physicians Day.
Physicians Day. Yes.
Okay. And what else?
National Take a Cruise Day.
Take a Cruise Day, okay.
And it's National Carrot Cake Day also.
Carrot cake. Carrot cake. Oh, that's my husband's favorite.
Well, you know what? There was a time in my life, and it was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I really loved carrot cake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah.
My nanny, who's 95, makes the best carrot cake. Like, it is the recipe that's still on the little card that has little tattered edges and egg probably on it. But it's the best carrot cake recipe ever. So it's an honor to make that.
Your nanny.
My nanny. My nanny, who's 95. It's my grandma.
My grandma.
Mm-hmm. My mom's mom. She's still alive, and she's living over off of Hartnell, and she's doing amazing. Yeah.
You know, we're living longer.
So blessed.
Living longer.
So blessed, yeah.
Okay, so what does the weather look like?
So the weather today looks like it's going to be sunny and a high near 71 with some calm winds. So
yesterday
we're going to have
a beautiful
day.
Oh, and the moon?
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yeah. So we've got some amazing weather here for February. I cannot believe we're in February, and it's going to be 71. So it's going to be a beautiful week. We have highs near 75, 71. We're going to have a really gorgeous week, so the work week looks amazing. The weekend, Saturday, we start to get a little bit partly sunny, maybe some clouds overnight, and possibility of rain on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. So stay inside, you know. Root for your favorite team. We got the Seahawks, the Patriots. We'll see what happens.
And your weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated company out of their family-owned company, started about 27 years ago, provide just outstanding service for their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and just they also do things for our community, and they never say anything about it. It's we say things about it for them because that's just the way they are. Chuck and Judy started that business and now are, you know, slowly turning it back. This is the way Chuck works. He's already got another business he's thinking about. He and I walk around and think of different businesses. So he's got another one that's starting. He says, sell the station, come over here and do this.
Oh.
And I said, well, maybe. some point. Anyway, the Kinney family and Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They do so much for our veterans, too, in the community. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, Jennifer Cramp, who is my guest now.
Yes. I had to change seats and all.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, see, it puts a difference in. You see the power over there.
Right, right. Well, now we can have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over there at O2 Employment Services. Now.
Yeah.
The big news.
Da, 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 da.
Dun, 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 dun. Big news.
Big news. Big news. So, yeah, as of January 1st this year, Teamwork HR, we actually have merged with a little bit of a larger PEO. So for those of you that don't know, a PEO is a professional employment organization. And, you know, it really was kind of a point in Heidi and Chris, who are the owners of Teamwork HR and O2 Staffing, collaboratively O2 Employment Services, where they kind of got to a point where it's like, you know, we need to either expand or we need to stay where we're at in trying to figure out what the next steps are. You know, when we think about the economy and we try to think about next steps, and we also have, I wouldn't say older, but we have a more seasoned leadership team. You know, we've got some that are maybe getting near retirement, and I'm headed towards that area.
Wait a minute. Okay.
I know.
I'll let you finish first, and yes, we're going to come back and revisit that.
Okay. But nonetheless, and we have this amazing dynamite team of 29 of us, you know, here in Reading, and we really wanted to kind of take the business to the next level. So Heidi and Chris made the conscious decision to vet out and entertain the idea of possibly, you know, merging with a larger group. So we did, and as of January 1st, we are now a division of Prestige PEO, which is a little bit larger. So I always think people go, oh my gosh, larger, that means like these huge national companies, right? And it's not. Company culture was really important to both sides of the organization, both from the Teamwork HR, O2 Employment Services, O2 Staffing, as well as Prestige PEO. So it just made it a really good, harmonious, actually, decision to move forward with them. They have a lot of technology that we're able to bring to the table because, as anybody knows, technology is only as good as it was yesterday, right? And so we move forward. We've got a lot of technology. We've got a, you know, we've got a lot of things that we need to let our employers have at their fingertips. They're able to staff in all 50 states, meaning we can do payroll in all 50 states, which is huge. We haven't been able to do that for our clients. So when a client calls us and says, hey, by the way, my employee just moved to North Carolina, and we're like, well, hang on, we got to figure out how to do payroll taxes in that area and so forth. So we have a much broader network that way.
And this one, the people that you have merged with, it's not like they have 150 of these. They've got like 5, 6, 7.
Correct. They're fairly small. They have a corporate office of about 300. They started in New York.
300. See, I would have thought 100 maybe.
No.
They're bigger,
but they also have, you know, they've come to us with probably, I believe it, they said 55,000 worksite employers. So when we look at Teamwork HR, we come to the table with about 5,000 worksite employers, you know. So we're bringing that piece to the table.
I had no idea you were that big.
We are. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So what they really wanted to do, and I, God love them, because they wanted California to come into California. And so, but they're super excited to be here because they have clients in California. And as we all know, California is not the easiest to navigate from an employment law standpoint.
Well, the other thing they have is they've got a very successful organization here.
Yeah.
That's got 5,000, so they could just add another 5,000, businesses to their portfolio. And why not take a company that's successful, that's in California, that knows California, and knows all the intricacies of every law that the baboons and, I'm sorry. The politicians down in don't get me started.
I know.
Sacramento, I'll start screaming mileage tax.
Yeah, mileage tax. I know.
Anyway, but that makes sense.
But it does. And that's absolutely why they chose California, and that's why this marriage, if you will, is working out well. Like, you know, because we bring the resources, the tools, we bring the knowledge. Our team is so amazing. Every single one of our team members is high level caliber. Like, they know their stuff. We couldn't be more proud of each one of them and the way they've conducted themselves and meeting their leadership team. They came out a couple weeks ago. So, aside from that, I do want to impress that we will have better benefits. Like, we're going to be able to offer a much larger, because they have large buying power. You know, they have more worksite employees. Oh, yeah. So that means we can bring health benefits, different benefits to our PEO members that we haven't been able to do. And that's huge because, as we know, business costs escalate, you know, minimum wage increases, all of these things, the labor law compliance. But if we can help reduce some of that, you know, financial expense to employers, what a win, you know. And then we've got workers' comp. We have a very large workers' comp program that's going to be better rates for our clients. So super exciting.
Oh, so you pay less.
You pay less.
Wow.
You pay less. Can you believe it? You might, people might get a discount or really, you know.
I know. And people don't realize, but we in the small business community, our those taxes don't go down every year.
Oh, no.
No. And depending on what kind of business you have, your workers' comp can be a killer.
Oh, absolutely. You end up with an injury, one injury, look at what happens. I mean, it's well, and even health insurance. I every single year, I sit, you know, I'm on the benefits, I oversee the benefits side, and I meet with employers, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but your insurance benefits went up at least 5 to 10 to 15% for your small group plan. It never goes down. It never goes down.
So now you can offer
offer different benefits that hopefully are going to be very beneficial.
And we have to take a break here, but the best thing is everybody stays in place.
Everybody stays. Yes, our team stays intact. We're here in the community. That was one of the pieces they were really you know, staunch about was, I want the team to stay together. I want you to do your community services. I want you to provide, you know, do your Give Reading, the Reading Rodeo. They're very excited about us continuing with that, which is important to Heidi and Chris as well.
Okay. Now, Jennifer has been very, very gracious to allow us to use some of her time because James Gallagher, who's running for Congress, is just arrived in and Reading has just arrived in the studio. So we may be able to get him on a little bit earlier.
Perfect.
And we've made the big announcement. So we're going to take a break right now and we'll be right back.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Working.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Jennifer Cram, who's been my co-host but also my guest, has given up some of her show because we have James Gallagher the studio and who's running for Congressman of office. Open seat now. I mean, such a sad time about that.
Yeah.
But good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's good to be with you again. It's been a little while.
It has been. But, it has been.
Yeah, but thank you for having me.
James, start off by telling us a little bit, let our listeners know about you from your own, you know, from your own viewpoint here and how you got into politics.
Sure. Well, I grew up, you know, in Sutter County. Family farm, rice and walnuts in the Sacramento Valley. I'm sixth generation. You know, this is our home. We love this place. We love the North State. I'm raising the seventh generation right now with my wife, Jana. We have five children. So it's always a little crazy around our house. But got in politics actually with Doug LaMalfa. That was my first job in politics, was working for Doug. Learned a heck of a lot as it's been great hearing all the different things about Doug in these tough last few weeks. But he was, you know, just the quintessential representative. And I can remember working for him and him being, you know, hey, I was up in Aetna, you know, last night and, you know, just heard from this guy about an important issue. Let's get on this, you know. And I feel like that was something, you know, that really stuck with me, is how important it is to make sure that every community has a voice, has a representative, and that someone that's going to fight for them. And, you know, that's something I've really taken to heart as I've gone into politics myself, serving in the state assembly. Prior to that, I was on the county board of supervisors in Sutter. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, really just being on the side of the people, you know, and making sure that we bring those needs to the halls of government. You know, California is a difficult environment, to say the least. But I've been able to be a strong voice for us, in the state assembly. And I think I have the ability to go and do that at the federal level. Big boots to fill, mm-hmm. With Doug, and it's a big void for us. But I do feel the real call, to go do this and to do it well.
So what do you think, the issues are? The main issues. I mean, Doug was water. And frankly, I think Sites Reservoir, which is now finally looking like it comes into fruition, I think they ought to rename it to be the LaMalfa
Reservoir. I think that would be a
great
because
name. He is the one that, you know, the Douglas LaMalfa, you know, Reservoir, because he's the one that's really pushed on this. But water, taking care of our forest, fire problems, agriculture. What do you see as the things that you're going to be focusing on?
all of the above, a wildfire, you know, which has devastated our communities. In the assembly, I represent Paradise, Regalia. Mm-hmm. You know, areas that have been devastated by wildfire. I know we've had the Dixie Fire, the Car Fire. So wildfire and really making sure that one, we have the funding to get out there and do the work, but also remove all the barriers, you know, the regulatory barriers, radical environmental policy that stops us from protecting our communities. That's something I've been a big champion of in the state legislature, and would want to continue that work that Doug was doing in Washington DC. Water, we need to increase our water resources. Sites Reservoir would be a great project. Another one that I worked very closely with Doug on.
Yes, you did.
You know, I'd also say just, you know, liberty, you know, cause there's so many things getting in the way. Certainly in California, but you know, we want to push the agenda in Congress, you know, and the president's agenda to remove regulatory barriers to get America working again. Right.
Amen.
And I just, to me, there's been so many barriers put in the place of just pursuing a livelihood, you know, that quintessential value of, you know, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think there's a great moment here where I think we can really do some good to restore liberty, you know, in the North State, but really throughout the country. You know, putting America first, right? And making sure that we have jobs and opportunities, and we're bringing up our young people and giving them opportunities, you know, workforce development. Healthcare, you know, I think is a huge issue, and ensuring that we have, you know, access, you know, to healthcare in the North State. You know, we've had rural hospitals that have had a really hard time, largely because of government, you know.
Well, they shut that one down because of the way they measure the mileage to it. Mm-hmm. You know, where was that? That was
Glenn Medical Center.
Yeah. Glenn Medical Center, mm-hmm. Because of the way you measure mileage.
A stupid rule.
Yeah.
You know, that Doug was working on and I plan to continue to work on. And I think there can be made some good progress on getting that back open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but even more so, just ensuring that, you know, we remove the barriers so that we have more access to healthcare. Not just a card, you know.
Yeah.
The answer has been, oh, let's give everybody a card. Well, great. A card doesn't mean much if you don't have a provider.
Correct.
Yeah. It does, you no good.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, and having all the ancillary support team around you.
Right.
So education in the rural areas. It's not because we don't have a bunch of smart kids. It's sometimes hard getting the support out there.
Right. I mean, one of Doug's last great accomplishments was getting secure rural schools passed through and getting that extension to make sure we have that vital funding for our rural schools. It means a lot up here. I mean, when we lost a lot of the timber industry,
right?
Yeah.
That was a promise that was made, is that we would have that money, and it should just be we shouldn't even have to fight for it. It should be automatic, but unfortunately we do. And so he got that done. I think, you know, continuing to really be a champion for rural education, making sure that we have the funding that we need. You know, so that's a big one. You know, education reform is something I've been big on. I've been a big champion of charter schools, for example, and finding new innovative ways.
Parents' choice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Give parents the choice. They should be empowered in their kids' education. Not keeping secrets from them, like the state of California was trying to do, for example, when it came to like transgender issues, you know, transitioning kids even, at school, and not telling parents about it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It's ridiculous, you know. And there's a court case that came down here again that really just reestablished that rule that no, parents are paramount and they're first when it comes to their kids' education, healthcare, you know, all of the above.
So many things happening in the state of California. I mean, I know Doug was leader in the fight against the high-speed train, which we can't seem to drive a stake through its heart. I mean, we can shoot it even with silver bullets, but it doesn't seem to stop. Are you going to continue that fight?
Yeah, well, I mean, there was the big progress there in that the Fed, you know, basically shut down the federal funding, you know, for high-speed rail. I call it high-cost rail. Is what it really is, you know, because it's ballooned out of control. It's a project that's not financially feasible.
First of all, there's been no rails.
I don't think they've laid a single track.
No.
You know, but, you know, billions have been spent already. Yeah. And so, look, there's so much vital infrastructure that we need that we could put that money into, that would provide jobs, that would provide, water infrastructure, roads, bridges that need to be repaired. I would rather focus our money on that vital infrastructure that we need, to grow our economy and produce jobs.
Okay. James Gallagher's been our guest. I know he's on a fast track today.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate you coming in. How do people get a hold of your committee and all this?
We'll have a website. It's www.electjamesgallagher.com. So you can go there. That's a way you can kind of find out a little bit more about me and how you can help if you're so inclined.
Yeah, we've just barely touched surface here. We're going to get him back for an hour. And you can always call him, if you're not in the area, though I would
Absolutely.
Always love having you here. So that we can, that people can get to know a little bit more. We've just touched the surface here.
Right.
So,
we'll be back
you're
on.
You're one of us. You're one of the North State people, I should say.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just like Doug was, and, we're missing him a lot.
We are. First Friday of every month, Doug would call on. And it was a strange relationship we had on the radio. He goes, am I talking too much? I said, yeah. But don't worry about it. Because he would, as you know, would elucidate on subjects.
Of course.
But then you don't realize until he's not here. I mean,
right.
and the amount of love that not only the people around here had, but his people that worked with him in D.C., how
right.
well thought of he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing that you saw so many people come out afterwards.
Yeah.
Really on both sides of the aisle back there that talked about what a – just a great guy he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if they disagreed on things, they knew where he stood.
Yeah.
But they also knew that he was a genuine, person who cared wanted to get things done.
He did. He was in our community often, all the time.
Every
community event.
And I think he was much more comfortable at an event, barbecue or, things like that,
mm-hmm.
than he would be if, in a black tie dinner.
Absolutely.
But yet he could
would.
Go to the black tie dinners and hold
right.
his own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
James Gallagher running for Congressman Lamalfa's vacant seat. Primary is going to be in
June. June 2nd is the primary. Yeah.
And you've got one opponent, if you get 50 plus one, then there's no general election, then, is there?
Right. For the special, if we get 50% plus one, and that's what we're trying to do, unite the North State. We've lost a great representative. We've had Prop 50 rip apart our districts.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time where we need to come together more than ever and make sure that we're represented.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Andina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebont. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, is the barbershop I've been going through to since 2007 when I moved here. Never went to another barbershop because I never had a bad haircut there. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And I can't say enough about it. Not only that, but you can make appointments so it works on your schedule. Roll in, roll out. And you can do it two different ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy. I will caution you, however, when you go to Booksy, make sure you get the right barbershop.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I screwed that one up the other day because I saw the name Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's barber, one of the barbers there.
Sure.
And so I just, well, it turns out that there's somebody else named Logan cutting hair in this town. I feel bad about that.
Well, at least it was in this town. It could have been it down south.
No, it says Reading.
Okay, good.
But see, Reading Barbershop's Logan.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was smaller print.
Right.
So, anyway, it's a great place to get a haircut, my friends, and it's man's last stronghold. My guest, as we continue on, I mean, we're
just busy this morning.
Yeah,
this is just amazing.
Jennifer Cram, who is the operations officer over at O2 Employment Services, and made the big announcement that they had merged with a national level company.
Much larger,
Which will afford better benefits for your customers.
Absolutely.
Your clients.
Our clients and our employees, all of it. Like, we're super excited about that.
Great.
The other huge benefit is that they're a professional employment organization that, you know, has acquired other sites similar to ours. You know, I think they're up to six now, where their sixth acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, we are the first one that comes with staffing.
Oh.
So we have a staffing division, which they are very excited about. So we are excited to be able to educate them and grow that side of the business and share with them what staffing is all about.
Wouldn't that be something if they decided to, since you all have already got a great nucleus here, to build it? You'd be the staffing agency for the whole.
I feel like we absolutely have that opportunity.
It could be more jobs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, more manpower, and we have better technology, better benefits, all of the above. I think it's a win-win.
If you call the office and you get a voice that sounds familiar,
Carl says he's looking for a part-time job. He wants to work at the front desk.
That's it.
You know,
I have the shotgun next to me.
That's right. Because you never know.
You never know.
We are in, you know, we have a workplace violence prevention plan, but it never hurts to be prepared and make sure we are protected.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I have also a list of will not talk to these people. And if I'm rude to you, that's why.
No.
We're kidding here.
We are
okay,
kidding.
Now.
Yes.
It's the beginning of the year.
Oh, my goodness.
What have they done to us?
Well, right now, we've got, so February 1st, there's a notice that was to go out to employees, and it also included information about an employee's emergency contact information.
Okay.
I think we've spoken about this before, but February 1st was the deadline to get the notices out to your employees, basically to know their rights, but also provide them the opportunity to provide an emergency contact. And in the event that they're detained, can we contact that emergency contact? So all documents, new hire documents.
Wait a minute, you say detained.
Detained. Yes, detained.
Not that if they get sick.
No, detained.
This is just for detained?
Detained in your emergency.
That specific?
Yes.
Okay, okay, we know what that's about, of course.
Yes. Yes.
So it's not about if there's been an incident at work where you're injured.
No. Not per se. I mean, obviously, if you have an emergency contact and we can't get a hold of somebody or we need to get a hold of you, we would use that route. But this is specifically for detainment or...
And you can get that form online?
You can. I don't know the website off the top of my head, so I will have to get that for you guys. But we have it. You can reach out to me at O2 Employment Services, O2ES, info@O2ES.com. I can provide that to you.
So this is obviously if federal law enforcement comes in and takes one of your people.
Correct. Yes, that we have an emergency contact. Yes.
Yeah, I'm watching you.
Have you been provided your notice yet? I'll make sure Carl gets that to you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's shaking his head. Yes, he's got it. You are on it. Fantastic. Yes.
Okay, bless you, Ben.
We'll pay him later.
He gets another donut. Somebody will bring in donuts. You get three.
Yes.
That's our bonus around here.
Yes.
Extra donuts.
Yes.
Okay.
So, we've got...
But that is big.
It is big. And it's a change to part of your new hire process and the documents that need to go to employees and so forth. So... now is the time to update all of your, new hire documents, your employee handbook. There were some changes this last year, a few things. So, those have been updated. Your new W-4, your California withholdings, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just time to get everything updated and tight and right. I'm in the middle. I'm knee deep with myself and my team doing ACA reporting, which is the Affordable Care Act. So if I had any employer that has 50 or more full-time equivalents, we have to report to the IRS, if you offered health insurance and was it affordable and all of that good stuff, which is a huge, massive project that my team takes on that we do.
Besides the emergency contact list and the W-4s, is there something that really impacts a small business, no matter how many employees you have?
Minimum wage, obviously everybody needed to take a look at that and make sure that there's a few sick leave allowables, if you will. So some jury duty, there's a few other things that they'll allow you to use sick time for, which hasn't been in the past. I think victims, crimes, leave also, you can take some sick time. It's just ever changing. Labor law posters are going out. We're getting those ready to rock and roll. So those will be out. Making sure you have all of your, we usually give to our clients the labor law poster as well as the employee handbook, as well as your IWC orders, which are your work orders specific to your industry. Because California has their own, description of each industry and what's required, what's allowed, what hours they can work, meal and rest periods. We refer to those a lot in labor law.
Okay.
So, all the fun stuff.
What about things that make things easier for employers, business owners? Is there anything comes out and says, hey, we really appreciate you guys. We're going to... No.
Let me think about that.
Okay, while you're thinking about that, this mileage fee.
Yeah.
Do you, in, from your experience, and of course, covers all these different organizations, different businesses, if this passes,
yeah,
this could have an impact on workforce.
Well, for sure, because people aren't going to travel. What is it, a limited radius that they'll allow you mileage? Anything over that, you have to pay a fee?
Well, no, I don't even know.
Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
Oh, so you get your first what?
You're allowed to travel so far, but if you travel further than a certain distance away from your home, you get taxed.
Oh, okay.
That's what the tax is. My understanding is.
Well, I've got to go back and look at it because I was just, when it hit, it was just because we're living in a rural area.
Right. Well, a lot of people commute, travel.
Yes. Now, that is true. I said, when you're in San Francisco, you're Ubering everywhere. You don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
But there's so many people that can't afford to live in the city.
No.
They live an hour out.
At least, yeah. So that would be a huge impact. I know
How do they track it?
Well, exactly. I don't know. Now, is your odometer tied to... I don't know.
Well, when you register your car every year.
Right, you're probably going to have to put
them
your
mileage on it. Now, the only way they're going to know it is come out and check your car, I imagine.
Right.
Or are they going to put what they did in Oregon on their pilot programs? They put
GPS on
the cars
car
that people
vehicle.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
But the cost of a family of two, they drive 1,000 a month. They have two cars because they have to work.
Right.
Comes out to like $4,800 a year.
Yeah.
And that's cash. That's,
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would hope not. My husband definitely is, got an opinion about that because he travels. He travels all over and travels to do these jobs. And he's like, my goodness, trying to make a living, trying to do what we need to do. And now we're going to be penalized or taxed on it. So, yes, obviously.
They don't call it a tax.
No.
Of course not, because they would have to have the people vote on it.
Right.
And it would never pass.
Yeah.
So I can see, Willow, where that could be an impact on companies
sure.
that all of a sudden they're having to pay.
Well, correct, because how do you incentivize people to travel to you, right, or to come from a further distance if they're going to be paying additional to come to work?
What about if you've got a trucking company?
I can't even imagine.
And so now you're going to pass that on to the next guy.
Yeah, which will eventually escalate the prices and cost
of goods. So your can of corn is going to go up 10 cents.
Right. And we don't need any more of that.
We do not.
We're already trying to get by.
We're here with Jennifer Cram, the operations officer at O2 Employment Services, who's just merged with it, so that and it's a good thing because they're keeping the whole staff here,
the whole
letting
crew,
them run it here,
same people, same team,
and it allows
same business,
though for much better benefits for your clients,
correct,
and
potential new clients and employees, absolutely. So we've been afforded the opportunity to stay as is, and they support our community involvement 1,000%, which
good.
Is super important to all of us.
Does that include the radio show?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
I am still here. I'm showing up until I'm told otherwise, or you kick me out and say I don't want you to co-host anymore.
Nah. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebaum. And Linda's on assignment this morning, and Jennifer Cram, the operations officer of O2 Employment Services, stood in for the first hour. We had Rebecca Barber Machado,
yeah,
and talked to EDC, and she's the CEO and president of the EDC. And then James Gallagher dropped in.
Yeah.
Running for Doug's seat,
yep,
in the special election.
Yeah.
And we've talked about some major things that are happening that we as employers need to know about.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is our last segment here.
It's been just a hopping little morning around here.
It has.
Is it always like this?
Sometimes it's busier.
Is it? Yeah.
Other times, we're scrambling here.
Are you?
Well,
yeah.
So, yeah. You get somebody's supposed to be here.
Right.
You know, and you plan on them being here for half an hour.
Yeah.
They don't show.
Oh.
So that's why I always have a list of things to move
just
into.
Just in case you need to.
Yeah, in case, you know, you need to move into something
prepared.
Like that.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Linda and I, our two guests, neither one of them showed up.
Oh, goodness.
Well, one had overslept.
Yeah.
And the other one, I have no idea.
Yes.
But then we have people calling in and
kind of improvise, dude.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
There is enough stuff going on.
Right.
I mean, just getting into what's happening around here.
Yeah.
With the elections coming on,
mm-hmm,
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But moving back to our employers and
yes,
everything, it's the, when we talked EDC.
Yes.
And then you look at the downtown here. That,
yes,
has got to be a plus.
Oh, hands down. Absolutely. I think it's just reinvigorated the spirit of our community more than anything. And people are excited to get downtown. They're excited to go experience. They're excited to go to work. They're excited to provide to the community because people want to be there.
Now,
you know,
you've been to the public market, I'm
sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been down there now three times.
Sure.
Meeting people.
Yeah.
And we were there, I want to say, Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Friday evening.
Yeah.
Absolutely packed.
Oh, it's
in there.
It's very busy.
And
yeah,
and you've got you can have a selection of different foods, everything from hot dogs,
oh yeah,
to noodles, to
yes,
pizza, to
yes,
world-class sandwiches and salads.
Yes. Well, we actually took our prestige, PEO, our executive team that came out. We took them down there.
Oh.
We're like, come experience Reading. In fact, she wanted to coordinate the Olympics. Like, if this gives you any kind of depth of her personality, is that she wanted to coordinate the Olympics would be her ideal job. And I'm like, girl, the logistics on that. But this woman is like a machine. She's like organized and she gets everything logistically tied together. So she's in charge of logistics in these, you know, transitions with these, you know, operations. So,
right.
anyway, she had already scoped out the Reading, you know, the downtown Reading marketplace. So she's like, I absolutely want to go there. I want to go. We said, absolutely, done and done. Let's take you down there. She was like, this is everything that I thought it was and more. It's so fabulous. So, and she's from Georgia. And so she came out and she was like, I love this place and I can't wait to come back. She's going to be here working with our implementation team and working with all of us, transitioning to some other systems and their computer systems. So she'll be here for a couple months. So we've got some places to take her.
Oh, yeah. And
while,
you know,
she's here.
What would be wonderful is that once a month or twice a month, we shut that whole area down, open it up, and have it a big event.
Oh.
You know,
now
I could see during rodeo season a whole week having that area be wide open because it's the largest entertainment area in California is right here in Reading.
Well, yeah.
And then just be able to have people come in, there's bands going or dancing.
Don't they do that for pancake breakfast? They kind of block up, but that just.
They do.
Yeah.
But, you know, and look at the tree lighting, how many thousands of people came down for that.
That was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we need to have those things because, one, it really boosts the downtown, but it also gives us more of an identity.
Another opinion. Footprint.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. So have you heard anything that they may be working on to put all the businesses out of business down there? And nothing.
I would sure hope not. I know that, you know, we have an opportunity. I think it's in a couple of months. They have, you know, SHRM puts together, which is our, you know, Society of Human Resource Management.
Okay.
They have a society that they come out and they actually do a legislative conference in Sacramento. And it's in April. And it gives us HR reps and businesses a voice to go down and actually lobby and go down and say why we're opposed certain bills or things that are on the docket, if you will. And so it gives us an opportunity to go and leverage and meet with people like we used to go meet with Doug LaMalfa. We used to meet with their teams. We'd meet with the representatives that had the most impact voting on these bills. And so that's coming up in April. And I know one of our director of HR, Terry Baudette, will be there. And, you know, I should probably bring in another team member with her from our organization, which is the best voice we can have.
You know, we're the fourth largest economy in the world here in California. We're 27 billion or more, probably more in the whole.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we don't make enough money.
Right.
But do you get a sense that you can kill the golden egg and the golden goose, and do they understand that?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, it really is. From my sense, I mean, sure, you know.
They must know at some point.
There's got to be a breaking point at some point.
Yeah.
We can only generate so much revenue and cash and, you know, and money.
And then when you add things like the mileage fee, even if they give you your first 100 miles for, you know, free, you know, you don't have to report that. Well, how are you going to know anyway?
Yeah.
Except, you know, so then you're telling people the next year when you get your registration, how many miles you've driven, what's the mileage on your car?
And I would sure hope not. I mean, people need to sustain and people want to work and people are traveling for work. So I would sure hope that's
especially
not.
Especially in the rural areas.
Yeah.
When you have to do 60 miles.
Correct.
Each way to go to
what
the pharmacy.
About people, or doctor. Than Bernie and they're working down here or they have to travel. I mean, there's we've got a lot of remote areas.
Yeah.
Trinity County, Weaverville. Yeah. You know, a lot of them. So I sure hope not. I hope that doesn't go through. Or, you know, again, if it's one of those things we can lobby, vote against, have the voice, speak out.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. About these things because they really do impact our businesses and employers and employees.
Yeah.
You know, people are trying to do it.
And those are the ones I worry about.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is people are, two of them are working full time.
Yes.
To keep a roof over their head.
Yes.
Keep, you know, kids in school, you know, all those trying to live, you know, semi-American dream.
Yes.
And then you just add another.
Well, yes, I think of my children. I have, you know, three out of my five are married and they have children and they've got daycare expenses. These daycare expenses are outrageous. And I'm thinking.
It takes
you
almost
know,
half the salary
does,
of one
if
person.
Not more.
If not
yes.
More.
Yeah. Yes. I think of that and I think, oh my goodness, you know, my poor kids and how are they going to do this and pay that and pay their rent and their mortgage and their car insurance?
I've really thought since I've watched all this that's going on about starting a daycare operation.
Yeah.
And I don't even have to have kids there. And and make a million.
You are the kid.
I am
you
the
are
kid.
The kid.
If they have photos, it would be me.
They go, oh, Carl.
Okay.
Okay.
So you all provide not just full support for businesses and finding, you know, finding jobs for the job seekers.
Yeah.
But you also, you can get a la carte.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like we got the, our employee's handbook for us.
Yep.
So
yep.
You offer those things.
We have forms, documents, you know, there are certain situations that, you know, people go through and leaves of absence. Like if you have any employees, you're going to have a leave of absence situation. So there's just lots of a la carte services that we offer. We also do monthly HR consulting. So if it's something that you're like, hey, I'm ramping up a project and I need somebody for the next 6 months as a consultant type, you know, HR person in the state of California, call me up. We'll get you quoted. And we also have full PEO services, which is the administrative employer side, which is HR, payroll, benefits, workers' comp, you know, leaves of absence, payroll, all of those things. And then we have our amazing staffing, looking for a job, recruiting, retention, trying to find those people for you.
Okay. How do people get a hold of O2?
O2ES.com. Come to our website. There's a link on there. You can reach out, say what interested services you might be, you know, looking for. And it'll be me or Heidi will be reaching out and connecting with you.
Great. Now, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So fun.
Tomorrow,
thank you for having
me. Reading Police Department is going to join us along with a couple other guests. Have a great day and God bless America. Okay, so-